Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. How's your week?
Busy.
Yeah?
Busy. A lot of stuff going on.
Lots of news out there. I figured before we tackle the casting news, we want to start with the show recaps.
Sure.
Talk about Flash, Arrow, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, no Gotham this week.
Yeah, it's been on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because I remember a couple weeks ago it said like 5 episodes left. And then it just went, I didn't know it was going on hiatus. I figured it was just going to show the 5 episodes.
Yeah.
But it's been a couple weeks now.
It's been a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that one.
Yeah, so, and I don't know when it's coming back, do you?
I gotta look it up. Yeah. Not sure exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe, so, I mean, you know how I feel about the show. I'm kind of half into it, so.
Yeah. But how about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know why I suffer through this show.
You know, it's funny. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's just so. This episode was just the big superhero versus supervillain fight.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this, and things are going through my mind. It's just like, they got a guy who can bend steel and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And May takes him on.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits her a couple times, and she's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was just bending steel.
Yeah.
Why she should be knocked 50, and then they have the entire first off, it has the entire battle in on a football field.
Yeah.
I mean, they introduce Angar the Screamer, but the effects from Marvel Comics, but the effects they use on him to make his, it's like they did CGI, so his jaw, it looks like a friggin' lizard when he screamed. It just looked horrible, man.
I was sitting there watching it. It's funny you say that. I'm sitting there thinking, why am I watching this show?
I know.
It's like I don't have hatred for it. I'm so not interested in it. And the whole first half of the episode was about Skye.
Yeah.
Daisy, whatever her name is.
The fucker. It's funny. They say she's Daisy, but now they never call her Daisy.
No, they don't. Only what's his face has called her Daisy, and I don't think he called her that at all.
No.
This episode, and it's Blair Underwood was on playing May's
ex. Again, a new original character.
Yeah, I don't know.
The climax at the end was just like I said, it was a football field. The battles were so one-sided. It was just like, and then stretched out. It was just like, what's her name from The Sopranos with the little blades on her fingers?
Yes.
What the fuck was that about?
What was that all about? Did they say that S.H.I.E.L.D. implanted them in her? Or no, her boyfriend did.
Or some kind of nonsense like that. And I'm just like, it looks so campy, and Mockingbird had a problem taking her out?
I don't know. And then why did they have those gloves on her, or those hands, whatever the hell they were?
She broke her bones.
Because it wasn't a power she had, right? It was just those fingertips.
It was just the fingertips, so they had these gloves. I thought you were talking about Daisy.
No.
Yeah, that's another clusterfuck right there.
Yeah. I'm just not into it.
No, it's just like, and they go to a diner and there's a guy there in a a Hannibal Lecter face.
And nobody's saying anything.
No, yeah, nobody's saying anything.
I mean, that's whatever. I don't know. I like him. I like Kyle MacLachlan, and he's playing that character kind of odd. I mean, he usually is a little bit more straighter, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, characters that he's played in the past.
Yeah, I unfortunately had to suffer through him with Housewives, or what the fuck that show was.
What's that, Twin Peaks?
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, no. I don't think I ever saw any of those.
Oh, God. He was a nutball there, but it's just, his character seems to have some sort of strength. I don't know.
Well, he was saying he chemically enhanced himself. as he was saying that at the diner or something like that.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, they kept calling them gifted.
Yes.
And I wonder if that was a big fuck you to Fox with the mutant franchise. Because if they were, it's called the School of Forgifted Students.
Yeah, especially since they already called them Inhumans.
And Miracles.
Yeah.
Inhumans and Miracles now gifted.
Yeah. I don't know. The gift, I don't know.
It's, and then Daisy, you know, can't control her powers, breaks her hands in 120 pieces.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's wearing the same fucking gauntlets that she's wearing in the goddamn comics.
Why did they have her on the helicarrier? What was the rationale behind that?
The helicarrier,
the Quinjet.
I don't know.
Was there, I mean, I you saw that the room, she was in a special room.
She was in the special room. They took her out to go after her father, which I don't understand why they took her out to go after her father. If it's just, it's not like the father was holding anybody hostage.
Yeah.
Why the fuck take her out? Why not just confront him and just... And then, like I said, the entire confrontation was just huge letdown.
Yeah.
Fucking May should have been shattered into 50 million pieces if this guy can fucking bend steel with his hands. I call bullshit an entire episode. I don't know why I keep watching it.
I'm with you. I know.
It's just,
talk about it, I would stop watching it.
But there was saving grace.
What's that?
Well, Flash and Arrow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about ABC.
No, fuck that.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Flash was awesome.
Flash was awesome, but at the same time, I felt it was kind of a big F you.
How so?
Well, everybody was just like, oh my god, did you see what happened? Did you see what happened? Did you see what happened? I'm like, yeah, and then he ran in the past, so everything that got revealed, and everybody dying, and all this other crap never happened.
Well, you're right.
I know, it's I don't know why I thought on the negative. I just feel it's like a very negative thing. It's just all this shit's going down, all this revelation, all this other shit, and then it's just he goes back in time and nothing has happened.
Here's the thing with him going back in time. At the beginning of the episode, he's running. It's, you know, it's current time perspective. And he looks over and he sees the blur looking at him.
Yeah.
And it goes on. Now, at the end of the show, we find that it's him back in current time, breaking, you know, the time barrier,
right,
at his stuff from the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, he's himself from the beginning of the episode. It didn't make any sense.
No,
he should have been two different people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the timeline should have been all screwed up.
Yeah, well, the timeline's definitely screwed up now.
Yeah, unfortunately, as we're talking, that episode, you know,
the second
part of that episode is airing right now, so hopefully,
you know, hopefully
some things will be, you know, it's finally been confirmed. He's Ichabod, you know, Wells is Ichabod Thane.
Yeah.
He's
a distant relative to Eddie.
Yeah. And, you know, he's trapped here. So it looks like his powers are on the fridge, which makes sense about why he uses the suit the way he does.
Yeah.
With that generator and stuff.
Right.
He must be using that to tap into the Speed Force because he can't do it normally.
Right, and he's pushing Barry to go faster and faster.
Yeah.
Was it you, or was it me, or do you feel the reveal was forced? Like, it just didn't...
It's all moot. I mean,
because he's back in time.
Yeah. None of it ever happened. It's, the audience knows.
Yeah.
But none of the characters know, you know, with the suit and the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just him revealing to Iris. I'm just like, really? You just couldn't say, yeah, let me go call a cop?
Yeah. Well, he's just behind the teller.
How many times has, Clark used lame-ass excuses on Lois?
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
But like I said, it's all a moot point.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess we'll have to see what happens with this episode.
The Weather Wizard was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, that was cool. Much better than his brother.
Yeah.
Definitely was much better. I know, that was, yeah. What's his face was really getting handed to him. God, Iris' dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought I saw Arrow, but I didn't. So you tell us what happened with Arrow.
Oh no, I can't then.
No, we're good. We're good.
Well, this one was the offer.
Yeah.
And he pretty much shot down Roz.
Because I did see the previews of it, commercials of it. Did he come back and say that maybe he should be Ra's al Ghul?
At first he was just like, well, he wants to save his, you know, save everything, so he thinks he might be Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
After conversation with Diggle, he decides to, you know, and everybody else, he decides not to be Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. And Ra's just let him leave?
No. Oh, okay. That's the thing. It's okay. At the end of the episode, you saw some thugs earlier. It's the villain was Murmur from Flash.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any powers. He just sewed his. The way they did it in the comics, he just couldn't stop admitting to crime, so he sewed his mouth shut.
Okay.
He's a Flash villain.
Okay.
And he's got this chemical in his blood that if his blood gets spilled, then this chemical pretty much acts kind of like a nerve gas or something like that.
Okay.
But he didn't have any of those powers. It's they said he sewed his mouth shut because it helps him use his brain better. it made sense, you know.
Okay.
It worked for the Arrowverse. You know?
Okay. Oh, that's fine.
So, you know, they took him down and stuff. There's tension now between, because Lance knows his daughter's dead, and Lance is taking it out on the Arrow.
Yeah.
But in the last 5 minutes after pretty much telling Ra's, you know, nicely he can't do it, well, doesn't tell Ra's, he tells Katana's husband.
Yeah.
That he won't do it.
Yeah.
The last 5 minutes, you see some of the Murmur's thugs who got away talking. One of them ends up getting an arrow in the chest. No, but, you know, there's four of them.
Yeah.
Three of them end up getting killed with arrows.
Okay.
And you see the arrow jump down, and you see it's Ra's.
No kidding.
Set them up.
How many episodes are left?
I don't know. It ends mid-May. And I think there's no intention of a break, I think.
Huh.
But it was pretty cool.
I'll have to watch it.
It was a good episode, man.
It's funny because my son watches it, and I like to watch it live, so I at least see it. But you know, we've been doing a show, and it just shit comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But he watches it live, and he's like, "Dad, you gotta see Flash, Dad." All right, I'm gonna watch it. Don't tell me. So it must have been pretty good.
Yeah, it was a solid episode. It really was. Wow.
Yeah, all right, okay. I'll watch it. It's priority.
Priority.
So, well, speaking, we might as well stay in a DC vein. You mentioned earlier there's a ton of casting and rumors about all the upcoming shows and movies.
Yeah, I mean, starting, you know, might as well bounce right off, you know, in the same, well, theoretical, maybe not.
Maybe. Supergirl. Yeah.
Bartok, who is a 70s villain.
I was going to say, I don't recognize that name.
He was a 70s villain. He is, he's kind of, his character was based on a Sean Connery film called Zardoz.
Okay.
And so he's got this weird-looking S&M type of outfit. I don't think they're going to do that, but...
Is he a Superman villain?
He was... They never saw eye-to-eye on the way they did things.
Okay.
I wouldn't really call him...
But he was in the Superman family.
Yeah, it was. Okay. He was created by Kurt Swan.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so...
I love Kurt Swan, man.
Yeah. So he was around a lot in the Kurt Swan era.
Okay.
You know, it's just, he was a comrade, you know, different storyline. They just, you know, like they said, they didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but they were allies.
Okay.
But they're making him a villain in the Supergirl plot.
Okay.
And he's a alien convict who's been, hiding in Earth for the past 12 years, and when Supergirl appears, Vartox wants to seek her out and figure out her identity and do battle with her.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool seeing this thing come together.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So, you know, it's just, if you take a look at, you know, online at his costume, it's just like so 70s, so yeah. It's just...
His is comic book costume or the costume for the show?
No, they haven't showed his costume for the show yet, but his comic book costume is just like very, it's just like...
The least of the times.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, he's got the 70s porn mustache. Like I said, you can definitely see where Swan ripped off, it was influenced, I would say, by that.
I think I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah. And you can see where the influence of Sean Connery is in this design of the character. I mean, he ended up coming, you know, he got wiped out due to the crisis. Mm-hmm. He came back after Infinite Crisis in the Power Girl series.
Okay.
And he was kind of a horn dog.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It's this time around, it's just like the modern storyline. He had to come to Earth. Because there was a release of a contraceptive bomb, so he had to bang Power Girl to start his race again.
Okay.
This is, you know, the Power Girl that was, you know, there was a lot of humor and stuff in it. So.
Yeah.
A little wacko, but, you know, hey.
It was the times.
It was, you know, like I said, this is, you know, about 2010, I would say, he reappeared. But, you know, it was funny. And then we got two characters for Preacher, it looks like.
Yeah, well, I saw R-Spaces.
R-Space, yes, thank God. that's going to... Why do I have a feeling that the makeup is just going to make me sick?
Oh, I know. Well, just the pictures themselves, the artwork.
God.
Well, who else got cast, or character got cast?
The girl who plays Rena on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is playing his girlfriend.
No shit. Is she leaving Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She is leaving.
The show's boring. I'm sorry, we covered that already, didn't we?
She's going to be playing Tulip. The romantic interest. I saw before we went online that there's a maybe possible for the vampire Cassidy.
Okay.
But I didn't get to read it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, but still, it's just no word on who's going to be playing Preacher yet.
I don't know much about Preacher. I just never really got into it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see where the show goes. And getting back to, you know, this show is Supergirl and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man, we're not going to be able to watch all these shows.
No.
You're just going to have to start picking and choosing.
Yeah.
Just the comics. Just going to pick and choose the shows you want to watch. Pick and choose the books you want to read.
Yeah.
But this I want to give a chance because this looks pretty interesting.
Well, it's AMC, so, you know, we have no holds bar now.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Except the F word.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. But, hey, I'm not going to. Whatever.
That's offensive.
Yeah, that's offensive. Corpses falling apart. Yeah.
Being blown apart.
People being ripped apart. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Say the word fuck.
Yeah.
And everybody has a shit fit.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. But the rest of the casting news we got is like friggin' Marvel Central.
I'm telling you.
First off, it's just like we got Civil War to start filming.
Isn't that kind of exciting?
Yeah.
You know, in conjunction with this, I saw a commercial for Ultron, Age of Ultron, on TV.
Right.
I didn't see it online, so I was fine with seeing it. And it's funny, but it's kind of weird seeing everybody together again. You know, because the commercial's like Iron Man, you know, Robert Downey Jr. saying, you know, he finances everything. You see Cap. You see Thor.
Right.
We haven't seen everybody together in a couple years.
No.
So it is, to me, it's awesome. It's really cool to see, and it really should be what the Justice League is about. They are the fucking Justice League. It just drives me nuts every time. Not that it drives me nuts.
There's that one scene in the trailer that just annoys the crap out of me for some reason. I know a lot of people. It's like when they're all attacking at the same time.
Oh, they're jumping from me. That is in a TV commercial, and it's kind of weird because
it just looks
it's a little weird.
It's just like I don't know. I
saw it and thought, wow, this is awesome.
It doesn't, I think my problem is like the first film, just like, you know, it's just when they're all together before they split up and start attacking things, it was organic. That just doesn't, it doesn't seem organic to me.
Well, you know, I think maybe that's the point of this movie, is that it's not organic anymore. And I think maybe that's why Ultron takes advantage of that, because it isn't organic anymore. They've been together, you know, if it's the same amount of time that, you know, since they were together last time, it's been a couple of years.
Right.
So, you know, that familiarity kind of, I don't know, I have a feeling that that's part of the story. But, you know, I could be wrong. I've been wrong about everything else lately. Every goddamn thing I've said, I've been wrong about.
It's just like, but again, it's just like Marvel showing this, like, this is how they do things correctly.
Yeah.
You know, so, one is about to hit theaters, one is about to start filming.
Right, so Captain Civil War is starting to film.
And this is the official synopsis that went out. Now it's just, it's not the full synopsis, it's just the beginning synopsis is, following the events of Age of Ultron, the collective governments of the world pass an act designed to regulate all superhuman activity. This polarizes the opinion amongst the Avengers, causing two factions to side with Iron Man or Captain America, which causes an epic battle between the former allies.
It's interesting. Sounds like Civil War.
I'm still having a problem wrapping my head against or around Civil War because they haven't been together as long as like in the comics.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like Iron Man wouldn't be on he's the one who fucking designs, you know, Ultron in this shit. Why the fuck would he be on the, yeah, let's register everything. All he does is like, does his own shit. I don't know. I guess that's the Age of Ultron.
I guess, yeah, that's what I was going to say. We'll have to see where this, because you know they're going to be seeding Civil War.
Right.
In Ultron. So, when is Civil War supposed to,
May.
Not 2016, right?
Well, Civil War, yeah, 2016.
Oh, it is, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 2017 for some reason.
Yeah. Next May.
Next, wow. Well, they better get moving then.
Yeah, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Anthony Mackie, and Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, you know, getting back to your point of it being too soon, it kind of feels like the whole thing with Batman vs. Superman, where the point of them being versus each other was their history, and it just seems they're just pushing.
No.
That history.
That one I just feel is a little bit, because it's just like, I could just see Batman being like, alright, you destroyed half the world. I'm going to take you down because you're too freaking dangerous.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
But it's funny, because now it's just like, ever since this, now we really haven't heard boo about this Doctor Strange film, you notice?
Yeah, you're right.
Been awfully quiet on the Doctor Strange front.
And did they confirm that he was going to be Doctor Strange? Like, was it officially announced?
It's been officially announced that Benedict is going to be it.
He is, right?
But Chidwell Caldwell, God, I'm murdering this name. He was rumored to be up for a role, but they haven't said who he's going to be.
Okay.
But then, and this is a smart move, the Russo brothers, who directed Winter Soldier,
yeah,
are directing Civil War. They're going to be doing the Avengers Infinity War 1 and 2.
They are going to do both parts.
They are going to do both parts. Cool. They did an amazing job on Winter Soldier, and, you know, it's pretty much Thanos against everyone.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's, no, because I'm also, you know, I'm hearing the, yeah, Guardians are going to be in there. I've heard, you know, things about it, but Baptista signing a deal to be in, you know, another Marvel film.
That's cool.
So it's going to be, it could be epic.
Yeah, I think, well, Thanos versus everybody sounds epic.
Yeah.
You know?
I just can't. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah, you just got to hang in there, man. You got a couple years.
Yeah. Pacing's still a lot better.
And then how about Deadpool?
Well, not just Deadpool. We're still sticking with the Civil War, so.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Quesada on Tumblr said that it's crucial that Spider-Man has to be Peter Parker.
Really? He said that in conjunction with Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What did he say?
Someone asked him a question on Tumblr. It goes, anonymous, you know, love those assholes. Yeah. Have you seen any visual concept early designs for Spidey 2017? Because Spider-Man's supposed to get another reboot. Also, what is the...
Wait, is that confirmed?
Kind of, sort of.
There's still a lot of speculation.
There's still a lot of speculation. Also, what's one of the main things you feel is important to making the Spider-Man film the best it can be? Joe's answer, the trick to making any incarnation of Spider-Man great, whether comics, animation, or films, Peter Parker. Get Peter's character right, the rest falls into place.
Well, I guess that answers that, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
But it doesn't... It just, all it answers is that it's not going to be Miles.
No.
They could still go Black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Peter Parker. It just won't be Miles Morales.
Morales, yeah. But again, that's just...
Interesting.
That's just Joe speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. The powers that be, because he'll come down and say, yeah, that's nice,
you're
Joe.
Just the kind of guy.
Thanks for your input. We're going with this way.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I don't... listen, I wouldn't have a problem with Miles. I was going to say he's right in that, but then I don't have a problem with Miles. I don't know. I go both sides on this. I think I understand what he's saying, and I agree with it to an extent, but we've seen so much Peter Parker rebooted the last 15 years. I don't want to see another fucking reboot. I don't want to see another origin story. You know what I mean?
Personally, I just don't even want to see Civil War. I think it's the most overhyped piece of shit comic that's out there.
Yeah. Well, I think we're stuck with it.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So might as well.
And I wonder how much, if any, time Spidey's going to have in that movie.
I don't know. I just can't see them doing the entire unmasking thing. I don't know.
I know. I hope not. That always bothered me so much.
Because it's so against character.
Yeah. Keep your goddamn mask on, man. Whatever. I wonder if they'll sneak him into Age of Ultron. It'd be so awesome.
And see, now I'm hearing rumors that he might be making an appearance too, and now, today they started making there's the rumor mill is saying that Carol Danvers might be making an appearance.
In Ultron?
In Ultron.
No shit.
So.
Huh.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so then Deadpool got casted as well.
Yes. The Ryan Reynolds film that's finally getting made, looks like it's actually finally getting made. Actor T.J. Miller, he's been in a couple things, really nothing that really stands out that I can think of.
Finally got named as a character?
Yeah, he's playing Weasel.
Okay.
He's kind of, Deadpool sidekick, armorer type of thing.
Okay.
And then Monica Baccarin, who's best known for being in Firefly as the prostitute.
And she's the doctor on Gotham, right?
Gotham, yep.
Yeah.
She's playing Vanessa, a.k.a. Copycat.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, in the comics, Copycat is all blue unless she's taking on a personality. Pretty much, she's almost like Mystique.
Yeah.
But the difference is she also absorbs memories.
Okay.
She doesn't. She absorbs powers, but also memories as well.
Okay.
So that makes her different from Mystique in that aspect.
Yeah.
But again, a blue shapeshifter.
Yeah, interesting.
For all shit, all purposes. The way it was found out is Monica posted a picture of her with the chair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it says the character's name, but, it's going to be Yeah, it's, you know, whether she'll turn blue or not, it's going to be interesting.
Interesting. I wonder. All right, so that's not bad. At least that's coming together.
Yeah, that's coming together. You know, I'm curious. You know, I keep the fucking mask on for, you know, Reynolds says he will.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see what that costume looks like.
Well, I mean, he's the perfect. From day one, he's been perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, even it was a god-awful movie, X-Men's Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
He was perfect. He nailed Wade there.
Maybe this will be the thing that kind of turns his career around.
Ugh, I feel bad for him. I just wish people would stop blaming him for Green Lantern when it's not his goddamn fault.
Yeah.
He had very little input.
And that's 2016 as well, right?
Yeah.
God, it's going to be a big year next year.
But, you know, now some downer news.
What do you got?
Two deaths in comics today of kind of really significant characters. One is, and yet, both animals.
Yeah.
First off, over in Captain America, as we know, Captain America lost his powers and he's turned old.
Right.
So we passed on the uniform and shield and everything over to Sam Wilson, who's taken up the mantle of Captain America.
Yeah.
And this week, Red Wing, his bird,
yeah,
ended up getting killed by Baron Blood.
What was the why? I mean, was there any kind of reasoning, did they say?
Well, Red Wing's always been like, you know, first off, his eyes and ears.
Yeah.
You know, because he shares a psychic bond with it, so we can see through Red Wing's eyes. And, you know, he was just, Cap, you know, Cap had the shield. It's Red Wing would fly in there, you know, blind a person or distract them.
Yeah.
But he went up against Baron Blood, who's a vampire, and, you know, Blood grabbed him in mid-flight.
Yeah.
And sucked the blood out of him.
But, I mean, has Marvel said, I mean, why? I mean, what is the point?
You know what I'm talking about?
Shock value. Yeah.
Shock value.
I guess.
They got a new issue of, you know, Pet Avengers coming up, and he's missing from it.
Pet Avengers. That's awesome.
I mean, it irritates me a little, because it's like,
it just seems, I guess what I'm trying to say, it just seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, like,
then again, this entire run of Captain America has been unnecessary, if you want my opinion.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I'm not all that crazy about it. I did pick up the first couple issues, and I stopped it.
You know, the funny thing is, you're not the minority. A lot of people are just not into this.
Yeah.
They're not into this gimmick, and
listen, I don't have a problem with Falcon. I don't have a problem with Sam Wilson's character.
I love Falcon, but I love Miss Falcon.
Yeah. It's like he's an amalgam of Falcon and Cap.
Yeah.
And I'm just...
They don't
share. He's not Cap. It's what it comes down to. He's not Cap.
No, he's not Cap. I mean, it's... He's just... I don't know. He struggled so long to find his own identity as the Falcon. Then, you know, I understand, you know, picking... You know, he got to pick... Steve got to pick a successor this time around.
And it made sense. I understood it. I understand the reasoning, and it does make sense.
Yeah, he finds... You know, he thinks Sam is worthy to carry on the mantle, blah, blah, blah. But the audience just isn't connecting to it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, they're connecting better to the female Thor.
I saw that. But wait, before we talk about that, I think what didn't help with Falcon being Cap was when they did that whole Axis thing.
Yeah, make him an ass.
Yeah, I mean, that really, I think, set the tone for him.
Because he's barely out of the gate.
Exactly. It didn't, like you just said, he had a long time establishing himself as Falcon. He struggled with it.
Right.
So now he's Cap. And he's got to find he's got to be his own Cap, which, okay, I get. But to start him off like that, where he was being an asshole, you know, through no fault of his own, you know, because of the storyline, it's just, I don't know. For me, I didn't dig it.
No.
And, I mean, you look at the one picture now where he's holding the shield, and he looks cool, but I'm just not into it.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just, he's failed to connect with an audience.
But I did, getting back to the female Thor, I did see that she's outselling the old Thor.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't want to say it's crazy, but it's not really crazy.
Hey, you know, hey, whatever.
Connection is a connection.
Connection's a connection. You know, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, I'm not buying it either, Russ, you know. But then again, I speak with my dollar.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't picked it up, but I haven't been reading it. I've got a pile, so. It's in my screen pile.
Yeah, it is a damn shame. I mean, like I said, I'm a huge Falcon fan. I always have been.
Yeah.
Since he first appeared, hell, I even had the Falcon Mego figure.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And, you know, I've always liked his character.
Yeah.
And, he went from, like, a street tough to a social worker. He, you know, token Avenger. Literally, token Avenger.
Yeah.
And this is before, you know, we're talking late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Before all this diversity crap that you hear now.
Yeah.
He was put on the Avengers by the government for minority purposes.
That's interesting.
They kicked out Hawkeye and put the Falcon on just so they could have a black face in there. I'm not joking. I'm not making this up.
I believe you. I believe it.
And, you know, if that happened now, it would be a little, I don't know, I think a lot of people, you know, of course we're talking pre-internet.
Yeah.
A lot of people would be crying foul and all this other shit, but, you know, it's, you know, minority work was, you know, a big thing.
Right.
It still is, but, you know, it was, like, pretty much brand new. So why not put someone who's not, you know, white in the Avengers?
Right.
But, you know, it's he didn't last long as a permanent Avenger. Dropped out, came back a couple times, but yeah, it's just, but Sam just works so hard to be his own. You know, it seems like if he's not connecting, then the writer isn't doing his job. And you can blame everything on skin color and all this other bullshit shit.
Yeah.
But the writer isn't doing his job.
Well, to me, it's not the skin color. It's, like you said, he was better as the Falcon. To me, Cap is Cap, and he's not Cap.
But the thing is, people were able to accept Bucky as Cap a lot better than they are with Falcon.
I wasn't crazy about that either.
I'm just saying in general. A lot of people, you know, it has to do with the writer.
Yeah, no disagreement there.
We're talking Redeemer versus Ed Brubaker. Redeemer can't write for shit. I'm sorry. His writing is god-awful. Well, Brubaker is an amazing fucking writer.
But don't you feel sometimes the characters have their own trajectory? Look at what's his face is Robin. Jason is Robin. Like,
yeah.
He just, no matter who wrote him, he had his own, he seemed to have his own storyline. You know what I mean? Like,
That was after the crisis. Before the crisis, he was pretty much a dick clone.
Yeah. Right, absolutely, right. But he still had that trajectory. Like, whether his, intentionally or not,
mm-hmm.
His fate was sealed at some point. And that's how I feel about Falcon, that they're trying to cram him into, he is a character, he's already his own man, and they're trying to cram him into Cap's costume, and he's just not Cap.
You know, like I said, he was one of, you know, he wasn't, when the Mego toy came out, he wasn't a black version of somebody like, you know, you had your black G.I. Joes and shit like that. He was the fucking Falcon.
Yeah.
And this is, we're talking 74.
Yeah. And then Winter Soldier, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess what could be, I don't want to say good news, but with Secret Wars coming up and whatever happens after that.
Yep.
There could be shuffling back of characters into characters.
Yeah.
But, there's no guarantees or anything, but if he's not connecting, And here's the other thing. If he's not connecting with right now with character, with people, it could end up being no matter who writes him, he's just not connecting.
Sales speak, and yeah. You know, it's I've seen some people pull out the race card on this one.
Well, you're always going to have that.
I know. It's just annoying. I'm just like, sometimes people do this.
Sometimes it is what it is.
Yeah, regardless if he's a black character or not, it's just not connecting with the audience.
Yeah. And if it did connect, case in point, look at Gwen Stacy as Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
It was a bit, it connected with the audience, and now she's got her own book, Spider-Gwen. So
it's definitely the writer or the new Ms. Marvel.
Right. It's something about that character that connects with the audience.
Right.
And she's a woman, you know, it's Gwen Stacy.
But so the thing is, it's an alternative. You know, maybe people's feelings are the same ways that you and I have, where it's just like, he's the Falcon. He should always be the Falcon.
He's just the Falcon. And
yeah, he's not a sidekick anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a sidekick. He's established himself as his own hero. Again, Brubaker did an amazing fucking job. So did, other artists other writers in both Avengers and especially Captain America. You know, it's just, they've done an amazing job. But it's just like, it's, for some reason, this isn't... People are not, just not connecting with it. They don't want to see. Honestly, I don't think people would have a problem with a black Captain America or whatever. But I think people are just like, why did you change Sam?
Yeah.
Why not just...
Agreed.
You know.
Didn't Sam really need the promotion? You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
He didn't need it. He was as you've been saying, he was his own man.
He was his own man, yeah.
He didn't need to become Captain America.
No. But, again, it's just,
It sails.
It sails. It was nice for Steve to pick his own successor this time around. Is Sam Wilson up, is he worthy to be Captain America? Hell yes.
Yes, of course.
Should he be? Apparently not.
Yeah.
It's just, I keep saying, it's just, I'd rather see him as Falcon.
Yeah.
Not psychic, if you want to call it. It feels like diversity for diversity's sake, and it's just not, it's, the audience just unfortunately isn't connecting, and Lord knows why. Like I said, I think it just has to do with the fact that people just want to see him as Falcon.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
And give him his bird back.
Yeah.
So who's our other Zeth this week?
This was a big one. Donatello of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that one. And it seemed like no one saw it coming, too.
It's not... it's... The sales have been okay, but it's just kind of been under the radar.
I don't... usually these things, Superman dying, Batman dying, Wolverine dying...
Yeah.
You hear about for fucking months.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess... Was it Monday? I don't know when I saw it. That Donatello died. Like, whoa! Where did that come from? Yeah. Now, I don't read the Turtles.
Yeah, neither do I.
But I mean... because we're all in this together, I know about the Turtles and who they are, and blah, 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 blah. It's just surprising.
And, it was friggin' Bebop and Rocksteady who ended up killing him.
And I wonder, like I ask what the motivation for killing Redwing is. What is the motivation, besides the obvious of selling books? I wonder what the motivation is here. And is he really dead?
Yeah.
Assuming that he's really dead, what is, not only is what their motivation, but where are they taking this?
I don't know. Again,
they can always do the reboot, but that's such a cop out. And who are we speaking to? Oh, Hellboy. Talking about not rebooting when shit happens with Hellboy.
Dead means dead.
But yes, again. Dead means dead. So is that the approach that they're taking here?
See,
Mike and Nola.
Yeah, it's Turtles. They could always dip, you know, they could always do, because they do do with, the, you know, the ooze and stuff. So.
Yes.
Who knows? But, you know.
The Lazarus Pit.
Yes, that type of thing. Yeah. But, you know, it's.
It's interesting.
It's going to be interesting. I just can't, you know, you need to have Donatello.
I think what I'd like to see, if I read the book, and I felt this way when they killed Superman, is, and I feel this way about Wolverine, and he's still dead. Leave him dead. Listen, I know they're going to bring the character back, but run it for a while. See how it goes with the three of them and show their problems, blah, blah, blah. And then bring them back.
Right.
But and Wolverine's still dead, which is half surprising to me, half not surprising.
Again, that's corporate politics. That's why Wolverine's still dead.
And Deadpool's dead now, right?
Soon. When this episode airs, he'll be dead.
Okay.
I still think that's... Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Interesting. You still think it's an April Fool's joke?
Yeah. But now, you know, but as the show is airing,
yeah.
You and I...
Are we allowed to talk about this? Do you have permission to talk about this?
Kind of. I do have some permission. I can't give out details until the embargo date.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
But we can say it is coming up. The same week you're listening to this show, if you pop over to casterscorner.com, you'll see an exclusive that Marvel Films and Disney has given us of the first clip from the new Ant-Man film.
Can't wait. Wait till you see it.
It's amazing.
You know, all this stuff that we've been, well, I've been saying about being apprehensive. Again, my foot in my mouth getting it all wrong. This thing looks awesome.
It has the right amount of humor.
Yeah, it definitely does. And the trailers are not justifying. No. Justifying the right word. The tone on the movie.
Costume.
This clip, the clip that we've seen, really.
It's a nice full shot of the costume, and it looks great.
Yeah.
But
it's a good. You get a good feel of the tone of the movie.
Yeah, I think
it's like I want to see more.
We will definitely talk about it after the embargo date is passed. But like I said, check out Caster's Corner, and you'll see the clip there, and just prepare to be blown away.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, like I said, it's unfortunately when you deal with, especially Disney. Don't want to get.
It's like you got to talk around in circles.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What was the last thing that we were doing that with? Was it with iZombie?
Yeah.
And then we're talking about it, but not really talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, now we can talk all about that one.
Yeah, well, now we can.
Which I'm curious about how the ratings are. I got to check out that.
Did it start?
I thought it started last week.
Did it?
I got to see what the numbers were. Kind of curious.
Yeah.
It's funny, this is with iZombie, somebody posted an article today just asking, why must all comic shows have to fight evil? But I'm like thinking, damn, you know, other than The Walking Dead, he's got a point.
Yeah.
Why must they all be crime fighters? Why not just have, do something else? I don't know. Of course, for the spandex crew, yeah, you need to fight evil. But for something like iZombie, I don't know, maybe just in everyday life and trying to hold back the zombie thing, I don't know.
Interesting. But wasn't that the point of the original comic?
Well, she didn't really fight evil.
Right, it was just sort of slice of life.
Yeah, it was sort of...
Dealing with being undead.
Undead and the other supernatural nonsense that she ends up running into. But
yeah.
It was a Vertigo title, so, you know, you can get kind of out there with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, see where it goes.
Any more Daredevil buzz?
You know, somebody pointed this out to me today.
I hope it wasn't me.
No, it's the new motion trailer, whatever the freak. With all of them, you know, there.
Yeah.
If you look at the ground where Murdoch is walking.
Okay.
It almost looks like a horned devil.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe I'm seeing something. Somebody said it was. And I started watching it. I'm like, it kind of does a little. But maybe I want to see it.
Interesting. Well, if somebody points it out and you say it, it's probably fair that it was there on purpose.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see.
Couple more weeks.
Oh, no.
You going to be able to hold out?
Well, on April 2nd, they're doing a press junket over in California.
Okay.
And for those of us who cannot make it out there, including myself, I will be able to call in and hopefully ask some questions. Or
very nice.
At least, I will guarantee over at Caster's Corner, we will have the full audio presentation.
Very nice.
So even if I don't get to ask a question because it's a ton of people like all these press rooms are,
Yeah. At
least you can hear everything. We're trying to figure out if we can live stream. If not, we'll definitely have it after it's up.
Cool. Very cool. Looking forward to that.
Like I said, I hope I get a chance to ask a question. I don't know what I'm going to ask. But at least, you know, you'll be able to hear
it. I love your show.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It's only a week away.
Is he going to wear the costume?
That's what everybody's going to ask. So is he going to wear the costume or not?
Where's Bullseye and Elektra?
Oh, Elektra.
Those are the three main questions probably people are going to ask. It's like, where's Bullseye, where's Elektra, and is he going to wear the costume?
Wear their traditional costume. Oh, that's funny.
God, I can't wait for that show to start.
Yep.
That's going to be a nice fresh air from the Agents of Shit.
Right. I'm with you. So what's the rest of your week looking like? What do you got coming up?
Got a couple reviews. Like I said, I got that that huge press call, which is, you know,
right?
Yeah, it's
it'll be this week.
Yeah, when the show airs, it'll also be this week. As well as the Ant-Man trailer. Like I said, I don't know if I'll have a chance to ask a question because it's a huge thing, but I will be on there virtually, so I will have the entire thing up there, and I'll try and recap it as best as I can.
Cool. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really, like I said, I've been on this, like, stink on shit, so.
Yeah. You have been working that, man.
You've
been really working it lately. I mean, you always know, but.
Please, I mean, hey, I think we can tell our listening audience this one. On our next episode, we'll be having Mr. Jim Fletcher from DC Collectibles as a guest.
Very, very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm writing my questions out now for the guy.
Yeah, and, you know, people listening, if you got questions, please submit them to us.
Yeah, send them to us.
We will try our best to ask them.
I'm really excited about that.
Just don't ask questions. Where's character such and such?
Yeah.
Nobody likes that question. They'll get it when they get to it.
What costume is he going to wear?
What costume is he going to wear?
Oh, my God.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, and you've been working, getting him on for a couple weeks now.
Yep.
He's been all over the place, but we finally nailed him down.
And on the Kevin Smith report,
yeah,
we're close. Ladies and gentlemen, we are closer than we were last week.
Did you get any kind of follow-up?
Nope, but let the hounding begin again. Our status is I finally broke down his personal assistant, and we're slightly in talks. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Keep your fingers crossed, people.
I got them crossed. I'm already starting to write my questions out, too.
So what do you got going on this week?
I got a couple toy reviews coming up. And I'm working on, I'm closing in on a new internet show.
Cool.
Which you can check out on YFNJMN.com when it's done. Oh, it's about Toy Fair as well. That's what the internet show is going to be about, Toy Fair.
Very cool.
And you can check me and Brian out, as well as the Ant-Man clip at CastersCorner.com.
That's Casters with a K. Corner with a K, .com.
Yep, and you can check out all our old shows on the fanboyfactor.com.
And we're also available on iTunes and Stitcher for on the go. Take us with you.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. We make good company.
Yeah, make your friends subscribe.
Yes.
Or I will unleash Brian Twitterizing you.
Yes, I will tweet today.
Tweet a date to you respond.
To your to our listening audience, if you want to hear Kevin Smith on our show, please tweet him and just say, "Hey, Kevin, we want you on the Fanboy Factor."
Yeah.
Kevin's Twitter handle is @ThatKevinSmith. That's @ThatKevinSmith.
It's like it's a grassroots campaign you got going.
Grassroots campaign, yes. We will have them. Yes. Yes, we will.
All right, man. So I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
You too.